Al Moore, a soldier once and always, was released in late 2013 and received critical acclaim. There's no better person to finish the job, and the family is grateful for him for taking on the challenge. The Moore Family. Introduction. The men of 1st Battalion, 7th Cavalry, were standing strong in the face of enemy fire. They had been on landing zone X-ray for only a few hours, and already their worst scenario was coming to pass. The Americans were outnumbered, under strength, and one of their platoons had been cut off and its leadership killed. To make matters worse, the friendly reinforcements were tied to the helicopter's timeline, a 20-minute round trip. Meanwhile, their commander, Lieutenant Colonel Harold G. Hal Moore, kept his wits about him as he set up his command post at a nearby termite mound. Trying his best to ignore the gunshots, screams, and the bullets whipping past his head, he calmly called for artillery suppression on the menacing North Vietnamese. This would be the first major battle between the United States Army and the People's Army of North Vietnam, and would go down in history as one of the bloodiest engagements of the Vietnam War. But this battle was not the first leadership challenge that Hal Moore had faced, nor would it be his last. Hal Moore led his life by a set of principles, a code developed through years of experience.